Uwanda's churches are usually full on Sundays, hymns and prayers providing some solace in a country where war has ruled for more than 30 years. When the collection plate is passed, the average donation is the equivalent of about a penny. Luanda is swollen with refugees now, and more arrive daily from the provinces, where the economy scarcely exists. The economy of the capital has been wrecked too, reduced to a primitive system of barter and theft. Inflation is over 2,000% and climbing. The local currency has lost so much of its value that it can take a pocketful of banknotes to buy anything more than a sandwich, and the country's real economy runs on U.S. dollars. To help reduce the bulk, the government recently introduced a new 100,000 Kwanza note. More value, less volume, the government said. But in truth, value has been replaced by the old story of war. The government and the rebels spend the country's money on weapons, and for civilians, the price of goods and food skyrockets. Wages plummet. Daily existence becomes a never-ending grind. One commodity that is cheap is gasoline, which in oil-rich Angola is subsidized by the government at the pump. It costs about 50 cents to fill the tank of a large Mercedes sedan. That's a big help. There are a lot of cars in Luanda, and personal transportation lets some people get around to buy and sell whatever they can get their hands on. Luanda's port runs at full tilt. Any commodity you can think of from around the world is here. A lot of what comes into the port winds up on sale in the Roque Santiago market, Luanda's biggest. Canned food from Germany, Spanish olive oil, Portuguese shoes, South African soft drinks, stereos and TVs, even guns if you're discreet and try hard enough.
So you sell clocks and Polaroid cameras. How's business?
He says business is good, but he's being economical with the truth. He may be embarrassed to admit that business is lousy, again because of the war. Fish sizzling in hot oil. It's Isabel Joao's fast food deli in the Roque Santiago. She serves a hot meal of fish and cassava bread for 40 cents.
A vida está muito difícil, está mesmo por causa da guerra. Tem que resolver essa situação da guerra.
The war makes life difficult for everyone, she says. She quit her job in a Luanda factory a year ago, and she can't go home to her family's farm in the interior. She counts her daily profit in pennies, but at least the market traders have some money to spend. Others have money to spend, too. Waves lap on the shore outside the Barracuda restaurant on Luanda Island. Inside, there's the clink and clatter of good tableware. There's hardly a black face in the Barracuda apart from the waiters. This is where business people from many countries come to cut deals over $14 shrimp cocktails and $23 steak dinners. Outside the Barracuda and 30 yards away is the real contrast of Angola's war-battered economy. Luncheon leftovers have just been dumped into the rubbish bins, a barely identifiable multicolored mush. Children orphaned by the war are inside the bins, up to their ankles in the garbage and digging for their breakfast. These children who sleep in a park across the street from the Barracuda are the savvy ones or the fortunate. It may be garbage, but it's fresh. Survival often means trying to forget the war. On the seawall of Luanda's heavily polluted bay, two young men, one of them blind and playing a homemade guitar, belt out a Portuguese love song. I ask if they know any songs about the war or about peace. No, the guitarist says, we don't do politics at all, only songs about love. For the Christian Science Monitor, this is Philip Winslow reporting from Luanda.
Tentei telefonar, telefone anda variado. Para lhe dizer, a notícia do nosso amor.